Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, faculty, and staff at UCLA how to be healthy and fit, did that for over 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness and human potential. Susan travels the world as a frequent radio and TV talk show guest, motivational speaker, also the author of over 25 books, including The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Living on the Lighter Side, Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age, and her latest, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, all available on her website. Susan was selected as one of 10 Healthy American Fitness Leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, a prestigious honor bestowed upon her in Washington, D.C. Other past winners include President Ronald Reagan, UCLA coach John Wooden, fitness experts Kathy Smith and Richard Simmons. Today, we're featuring her two latest full-color, beautifully designed and motivating books, Invest in Yourself with Exercise and The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. Visit Susan's website to find out how to get copies of these new books in electronic form, Kindle, other e-readers. Also, a very special limited edition that she will personally autograph to you, a handwritten note card, bookmark, wonderful gift to give yourself and others. On the program today, we'll be talking about best foods, exercise, and lifestyle habits to lower blood pressure and do it naturally. High blood pressure, also known as hypertension, impacting 1 in 3 Americans, an astounding number, and greatly increases the risk of developing life-threatening conditions such as heart attack, stroke, aneurysm, and kidney disease. So we've come to our resident holistic health expert to see what we can do with natural remedies such as foods, exercise, and more to lower blood pressure naturally. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. Wonderful to be with you. And listen, we'll have a great time, and I promise that we won't raise anybody's blood pressure who's listening.
We need to lower it. And when we talk about lowering blood pressure, so often we think about, boy, medications, and then I read the side effects, and I'm scared to death to try anything. First of all, let's talk about that number. 1 in 3 Americans. That's really, that gets your attention. That's an astonishing number.
That is. And sadly, most people don't even know it. Now, all right, so what's blood pressure? BP. It's the pressure of circulating blood on the walls of blood vessels, and it actually refers to the pressure in large arteries of the systemic circulation. And the blood pressure, most people know this, so it's just a quick review, is usually expressed in terms of the systolic pressure. Now, that's the maximum pressure during one heartbeat over the diastolic pressure, the minimum pressure between two heartbeats, and then it's measured in millimeters of mercury, and you get numbers like, you know, it used to be 120 millimeters of mercury for systolic, over 80 for diastolic, abbreviated 120 over 80.
Right.
And exactly. And lately it's been revised down to, the more ideal is 115 over 75. We should all know our numbers, you know, and I'm, on a personal note, mine's always been on the low side. It's around 90, I don't think I've ever said this on the air, but it's around 95 to 98 over 60 to 65. And for me, that means that when I go from lying down to standing up, I don't want to do it too quickly or I might get a little bit lightheaded.
Lightheaded in doing that?
Yeah.
Now, why is it so...
By the way, the risk factors for hypertension or high blood pressure include inactivity, obesity, tobacco use, stress, poor diet, and most trained doctors only offer, like you just said, a host of medications to control the high blood pressure, and they often feature serious side effects like weakness, headaches, swelling, flushing, and difficulty in breathing.
Yeah, when I see some of these ads on television, because that shows you the shows I watch, I'm obviously looking for an older demographic, and they're talking about blood pressure medication, and when a possible side effect is death, suddenly it has your attention that maybe I don't want to go in that direction. Should we decide we're a little concerned about something harsh like that, Are there safer ways to lower blood pressure?
Oh, you bet there are. You know, one of the best ways to lower your blood pressure is through regular exercise, keeping your stress levels down, even infrared saunas. I'll talk about that in a moment. Drinking alkaline water and, most importantly, good nutrition. And you're the one who decides what you eat. We hope nobody shoves the food into your mouth. And with a few simple additions and tweaks in your diet and changes in your lifestyle, you can see a profound difference in your blood pressure levels. So the foods I'll recommend today with you can dramatically reduce your blood pressure naturally.
You said something that's very interesting. Basically, it's your choice, and that's a common theme in your newest book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, Tactics to Build the Exercise Habit and Enrich and Energize Your Workouts. You point out it's your choice, and as you said, nobody forces your mouth open and stuffs that fourth piece of pizza there, do they? It's your choice to open it, eat, and chew.
That is exactly right, but we want to always mention this. You should never just stop if you're on prescribed medication from your doctor. You shouldn't just quit the medication for blood lowering blood pressure without first discussing this with the doctor. But there's so many foods and other lifestyle choices that can make such a big difference that there's a good likelihood that you won't need to, with your doctor's guidance, have to take this medication anymore if you're on it.
By the way, all the information we're talking about is available in Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple, susansmithjones.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information on what we're talking about specifically, all the books that we were talking about, including Invest in Yourself with Exercise. You mentioned you've got 9 favorite foods that are blood pressure lowering foods. Let's talk about those, and then we'll get into some exercise tips.
Yeah, you bet. So the first one I'm going to put together, cashews and almonds. These are both packed with magnesium, and that's an essential mineral that plays a key role in supporting healthy blood pressure. Low magnesium levels are often associated with high blood pressure. So ramping up your magnesium intake can cause blood pressure measurements to be reduced. And it's easy to get. If let's say you don't want to chew on almonds and cashews, you can always get almond milk and cashew milk. And by the way, it takes about 3 minutes to make them in your kitchen. I have really good free recipes on my website.
And that's Dr. Susan Smith Jones. Our guest, the website is susansmithjones.com. Sometimes you talk to people about cashews, almonds, and they go, but that's nuts, and I've been told there's a lot of fat there. That obviously shouldn't scare us off then.
No. Good fat is very good for your body. That doesn't mean you want to eat 2 cups a day of these.
Right.
But, you know, 2 or 3 ounces of the nuts are great for you. And by the way, today, right before we started this, I posted a blog on my website all about the things we're discussing today, but in much more detail than we'll have time for. So we'll just skim everything, and then you can get all the details on my blog.
And go to susansmithjones.com to get that, or link on directly by going to thisweekinamerica.us. Food number 2 of the 9 favorite foods for lowering blood pressure naturally, beets.
Beets. You know, I just got back from the UK where I was there giving some talks, and when I go to the market, I put on my list beets, but they say, and it's also correct, beetroot. So this is a crimson root vegetable. It's loaded with nitrates and nitrates. Now, before you get a little nervous about that, many people are accustomed to thinking of these as dangerous, these unnatural food preservatives, but they both occur naturally in the body, and the key factor is which compound they convert to, because carcinogenic natrosamines are produced when nitrates are superheated, as in the case of fried bacon and cigarette smoke. But when they're converted to the beneficial nitric oxide, the result is blood vessels that are dilated and relaxed, resulting in lower blood pressure. And the effect can be dramatic. And studies have shown that beetroot juice, can reduce blood pressure by up to 10 millimeters, you know, the millimeter of mercury,
right,
within hours. And if 10 doesn't sound very significant to you, Remember, a drop of only 5 millimeters can cause a 14% reduction in your chances of a fatal stroke. And don't forget to also eat the beet greens. They're rich in potassium, which also helps to normalize blood pressure.
So that is a very important food that we're talking about. Is it turmeric? Am I pronouncing that correctly? That's number three, turmeric.
They say that in England, but we often say turmeric, but it doesn't matter. But you just at least get it in your body. And you can get the root and boil, you know, put it in water and make turmeric tea. You can get powder. But this bright yellow cooking spice has had over 1,000 studies done on it. And the potent antioxidant and anti-inflammatory in turmeric is called curcumin. And it's been shown, by if you supplement your diet with this turmeric powder or the root, you can increase the circulating nitric oxide by as much as 40% in 4 weeks. And one clinical study, Rick, you'll love this, showed that using 500 milligrams of turmeric 3 times a day caused large blood pressure decreases in participants, especially ones that had inflammation of the kidneys. So turmeric is great, and another one is kale. Kale is that nutritional superstar. It's got lots of nutrients in it and a lot of magnesium and also potassium. Both together work synergistically to lower blood pressure. And kale also has hefty amounts of vitamin C, and that also boosts the effect of the two minerals even more. So no wonder the kale's earned its place in the pantheon of natural hypertension fighters.
And then fish and flax oil. Flax oil, some people would go, ooh, that doesn't sound real good.
It's delicious.
Oh.
So fish oil and flax oil, they're both rich in omega-3 fatty acids, and that benefits the heart. And, you know, the problem these days is Americans' diets are lopsided, and they have much more omega-6 in an unhealthy proportion of 16 to 1. But you want to reduce the ratio of 6 to omega-3s by 4 to 1, and this change in the ratio is linked to a 70% decrease in cardiovascular disease-related death. So you can eat fish like salmon. You want to limit the omega-6-laden vegetable oils, because if you limit those, that will reduce inflammation and lower blood pressure. And let's say you don't want to eat fish. Then plant-based people, like moi, you can get flax seeds. You can freshly grind your flaxseed, or you can get flaxseed oil, because it's truly liquid gold and worth adding to a nutrient-rich diet.
We're giving you a lot of information, all of this available at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. I just posted a blog there, information available that we're talking about on the program today. A few more, I think we have 4 more on the list of 9. And you've got garlic listed as a very positive food for us.
Yes, very, very excellent in lowering your blood pressure, because it's high in something called allicin. That's a sulfur compound that's released when a garlic clove is chopped or crushed or chewed. And in one study in a prestigious medical journal, it found that garlic, when consumed daily for 6 months, okay, you might not have a great social life, but when consumed daily, worked as well as pharmaceutical medication to lower blood pressure. So it's a boon to your heart health, maybe not to your breath. So what I often do when I have things with garlic in it, I'll eat an apple afterwards or some parsley, or some lemon juice, that all helps the breath.
And pomegranate, that's something, and I see more and more of that advertised now.
I know, and I often just, my local grocery store, right down the block, sells the pomegranate seeds. You can buy them in a container already taken out for you, I love that. But the pomegranates have polyphenols in them, and anthocyanins and ellagic acid, and all these things have been shown to really help treat hypertension, to clean out your arteries. A study published in Atherosclerosis found that people who drank pomegranate juice, and I actually drink a little bit every day, can decrease the stickiness of their blood platelets and lower blood pressure. So it's just good to have in your diet.
Blueberries is interesting. I don't particularly care for blueberries, but we sort of bury them in salads and we add them to our diet and really don't know it.
Did you say bury them in your salad?
Yeah, that, no pun intended. That.
Well, listen, forget the old adage that an apple a day, it's the blueberries will help keep the doctor away. Two recent studies show that this pint-sized superfood absolutely helps to lower your blood pressure. And then on my website in the blog, I have some scientific studies that show that, yeah, one cup of blueberries a day, and you can put them in a smoothie. And at the end of my blog, I have a wonderful spinach berry smoothie. But one cup a day can decrease by 5% the systolic pressure and 6% the diastolic pressure and increase by almost 70% the blood levels of the nitric oxide very quickly. So blueberries are excellent for lowering blood pressure.
Well, a lot of great information, again, available at the website SusanSmithJones.com. And number 9 on the list is green tea. And we keep reading about that, especially the last couple of years, where this is like really an important health food for us.
Yeah, it is. And green tea has large amounts of something called catechins. People pronounce it different ways, but these are polyphenols that support blood pressure. And also in a meta-analysis of lots of clinical studies published in 2014, it showed that green tea causes significant reductions in blood pressure. And like the beet juice and the curcumin and the turmeric, the green tea increases the flow of the nitric oxide, causing blood vessels to dilate and relax. And it showed, there was one study in a journal you can see in my blog, using over 1,500 men and women, showed that drinking as little as one half cup a day could lower the risk of high blood pressure by as much as 50%.
It's amazing. This list is really important. And again, you'll find it at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. I want to wrap it up by talking about other lifestyle things that we can do and then mention exercise. And we'll do that after we take a break. We're talking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. You're listening to This Week in America. And we're right back after these messages. We're back with us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about best foods, exercise, and lifestyle habits to lower blood pressure naturally. All this at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Click on to her website directly by going to thisweekinamerica.us. We wrapped up, and I've got my new shopping list here. I got everything, I think, spelled correctly, so I can go to the store and pick this up. Before we move on to and talk about exercise briefly, let's anything else in the lifestyle area that we can do to lower the blood pressure?
Yes. Now, I said infrared saunas. I said drinking alkaline water. So make sure you look at the blog and get the details on that. But also, it's been scientifically proven that some kind of daily meditation is effective in reducing blood pressure. You also want to get plenty of sleep. You want to get in the habit of breathing deeply. You want to stay away from too much salt and junk foods. And you want to get your weight to a healthy level for your body's frame, because if you carry around too much weight, it always increases, most of the time will increase your blood pressure.
And you talk a lot about the power of exercise, and you'll find a lot of this information in Dr. Susan's new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, Tactics to Build the Exercise Habit and Enrich and Energize Your Workouts. In fact, you talk about how to use exercise as medicine and as a natural healer. Talk a little bit about exercise and the role it plays in helping us to naturally bring down the blood pressure.
Yeah, you bet. Because, Rick, if you're inactive and lead a sedentary lifestyle, that will definitely contribute to higher blood pressure. So you've got to get in the habit of walking your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. And exercise needs to be a non-negotiable habit if you want to keep your blood pressure in check. And there's one specific exercise activity that I highly recommend, and I've personally seen it in clinical studies that I've done, reduce blood pressure, And I have a whole chapter of it in my new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. I call it quiet or contemplative walking or meditative walking or prayer walking. And I've been doing these kind of walks and hikes a few times a month for decades. I learned about this from my grandmother. And it really helps if you suffer from anxiety. And this type of exercise, when you do a contemplative, silent walk without talking and talking and talking to other people, it improves your health and well-being. It nourishes your mind and soul at the same time. And for those of you, like you, Rick, who are into multitasking and making good use of your oh-so-limited time, this concept of combining walking prayerfully, or silently, or walking and meditation together should be most appealing.
All that information in Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and as you're reading, it's like, wow, exercise can do all of this for me. So it's definitely a must-read book. And then the section we're talking about is the quiet walking part, the prayer walk. And you say something that's important too: stay in the present. And as you start doing that, whether you're doing a walk as you do in the Santa Monica Mountains, or whether you're doing it in the subdivision out in your neighborhood, suddenly you start looking around, you have a new appreciation for what's out there that we took for granted probably for many, many years.
That's absolutely right. And I know it works because over the years, I've done a clinical study all around the world with over 300 people. And I have them do by themselves a quiet walk, usually between 20 minutes or 60 if they're in real good shape. And then after the walk is over, we wait. So, and they tested their blood pressure with a wrist monitor before they did the walk. Did the quiet walk, and then 5 minutes after the end, after they started to relax, we tested it again. And everybody's blood pressure goes down. On one rare occasion, it went up, and that was because a dog was on the path that scared a lady who was uncomfortable around dogs. You know, but most of us are busy talking all day long, and when you do 20 minutes of walking in silent meditation to slow down the mind, relax the body, and feed the soul, it can change your life. And I always tell people to find a place in nature like the mountains, the ocean, the desert, a local park, where there's lots of natural beauty. And it's always good to find a place, Rick, where a lot of people don't know you, because it's a little disconcerting when you're deep into this silent walk and you hear someone calling out your name. And if that happens, politely say that you're doing a special silent workout today, and we'll be happy to give them a call later on. That often works. If not, enjoy the encounter and then pick up where you left off or try another day.
I use earbuds, and even if I don't have my iPod with me, I will use the earbuds. So, and I'll point to them when somebody acts like they're going to start a conversation. If I pass somebody or somebody slows down in a car to say something, because you really don't want that to interrupt, do you?
That's a very good idea. That is excellent. I often do that when I board a flight. I put them in immediately if I know I need to do a lot of work, and I might have a chatty Cathy sitting next
exactly.
to me. But you still can do this. Like, I hike with friends that know about this type of walk, and the rule is that we can compare notes when the hike is over. So you could walk with your wife or a friend, you just know that you enjoy the quiet, and then you can definitely compare notes and thoughts together when it's over.
All of this is at Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. A lot of the information we talked about with exercise in her new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, Tactics to Build the Exercise Habit and Enrich and Energize Your Workouts, The Best Foods, Exercise, Lifestyle Habits to Lower Blood Pressure and Do It Naturally. Great information on the program today. The blog, the new blog, is there with all this information. So just go to susansmithjones.com, or you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I look forward to next time.
We will be back with more great information next month. Our guest in the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.